Scalzo and Bross, presented by Orion Geist Brewery. Ben Bross, Greg Scalzo, Chris Larson, Joshy DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bross family on Twitter, at Scalzo and Bross. Pad, the official Scalzo and Bross talking text line, 844-770-3776. For right now, we're excited to bring on John Yurkovich, former Packer, our teammate down at ESPN 1000. He joined us before Packers-Bears a couple months back, and we talked about the potential of a Ben Brust-Yurko, are you smarter than Ben Brust matchup. Here we are in March. Yurko, welcome back into Scalzo and Bross. You feeling confident?
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm currently sitting here in my trivia position, at the edge of the bed, watching TV, emptying my mind as we speak.
Man,
what's on the TV?
Ronin. I'm watching Ronin with Bobby De Niro and Jean Reno.
One of the all-time great car chase scenes.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, classics.
Classics. All right. Well, Ben, you got to get out of here unless you want to. Ben, are you feeling confident?
Well, no, I just wanted to feel out Yurko's vibe there, and I'm not feeling confident right now because I feel like he's in a bathrobe, naked underneath it, just watching like a movie, and he's like not worried at all about me. So I'm not very confident.
Not the bathrobe, though. I am in my underwear, though. That is true.
Now I'm even more scared.
Boxers, yeah. Briefs, tighty whities?
No, I got like some jockey briefs, mid-thigh. Very comfortable. You know, a lot of room for the little guys to, you know, set free.
All right, there we go. Here we go. Ben's out of the studio. Here's how the game works.
Right.
You get 15 questions to answer in 90 seconds, whichever comes first. Now, if you don't know the answer to a question, you can say skip or pass, and we revisit that question once we get through the original 15.
Okay, I'm ready.
Easy enough. All right, Yurko, and are you smarter than Ben Brust? Josh, are you good?
Yep, I'll just fire up the clock here when you give it the go.
All right. Yurko, and are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 3, 2, 1. What city is hosting the 2021 Olympics?
Tokyo.
How many feet are in a mile?
5,280.
Steve Harvey is a host of which game show?
Family Feud.
The Who's in Whoville are from what movie?
Dr. Seuss.
What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Chickpeas.
Who sang the famous prison song, Jailhouse Rock?
Elvis Presley.
How many leaves does a closer have to have to symbolize good luck?
6.
Who founded Microsoft?
Bill Gates.
What plant is known to help heal a sunburn?
Aloe.
What is Harry Houdini famous for?
Magician.
How many reindeer does Santa have?
9.
What breed of dog is commonly known as a firehouse dog?
The Dalmatian.
What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
In Greek mythology, who had snakes for hair and could turn people into stone if they looked at her?
Medusa.
What colors make purple?
Oh, God. That's green and red.
Got through 15 with time on the clock, Joshy. What was the score there? Is it a 12 spot?
I got him at a 12 spot with a possible 13. I don't think it's going to matter because Ben's not going to get close. So I'll go grab him.
A little controversy there. Yurko, well done. Impressive performance. Anybody who gets double digits, Ben usually has trouble touching that air. So I think you should feel
pretty confident. Houdini one may have cost me.
You got that one, but he's coming back, so let's not talk about it.
All right. We got Ben Brust coming in. You got a 12 spot to
beat that was
Ben.
The fastest Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust I've ever seen from me sitting out there.
He flew through it. I mean, he flew through it. He had time left on the clock
that
after
never
getting
happens.
To the 15. Never happens. Impressive performance. Yurko, for context, Ben yesterday just flat out quit in his Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust performance. Just literally.
It happens. It happens.
Got through, said that the Pacific Ocean was the largest freshwater lake in the world, and then knew that was wrong, and then just quit.
Oh, my sweet Lord.
Sometimes you just got to throw in the towel, bud.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here we go, Ben. You know the rules. 15 questions to answer in 90 seconds, whichever comes first. If you don't know the answer, you are allowed to say skip or pass, and we revisit that question once we get through the original 15. 12 is the number to beat. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Ben Brustin, are you smarter than Ben Brustin? 3, 2, 1. What city is hosting the 2021 Olympics?
Pass.
How many feet are in a mile?
5,280.
Steve Harvey is a host of which
Family
game
Feud.
Show? The Who's in Whoville are from what movie?
The Grinch.
What is the main ingredient in hummus?
Chickpea.
Who sang the famous prison song, Jailhouse Rock?
Elvis.
How many leaves does a closer have to symbolize good luck?
4.
Who founded Microsoft?
Oh, man, I know this one. Microsoft is pass.
What plant is known to help heal a sunburn?
Plant?
What plant is known?
Aloe.
What is Harry Houdini famous for?
Magic.
How many reindeer does Santa have?
11? 12 with Rudolph?
What breed of dog is commonly known as the firehouse dog?
The Great Dane.
What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
In Greek mythology, who had snakes for hair and could turn people into stone if they looked at her?
Hercules.
What colors make purple?
Green and blue.
What city is hosting the 2021 Olympics?
Rio. No, that just happened.
Ben? Hell? Competitive? 9 spot?
I got him at 10, but not quite there.
You got him, Yurko. We'll run through this here quickly.
Which questions did I get wrong?
We'll run through here. Tokyo hosting the 2021 Olympics. You guys both nailed 5,280 feet in a mile.
Right.
Steve Harvey, host of Family Feud. You both got that. The Who's in Whoville are from The Grinch, not Dr. Seuss.
Hey, I missed that one. I apologize. It's in the news, so.
No, yeah, that is true. In the news. No need to apologize. The main ingredient in hummus, you guys both nailed it with chickpeas. The famous prison song, Jailhouse Rock, is Elvis Presley.
Well, that was a straight guess.
The leaves, you need to have 4 leaves. A 4-leaf clover symbolizes good luck, not 6-leaf clover.
I said 6.
Bill Gates founded Microsoft, Ben.
Bill Gates?
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, he's in the news.
He's in the news, too.
Aloe vera, you both nailed that, is the plant that heals a sunburn. Harry Houdini, known for magic, so you guys both got that. I think the controversial one, Yurko, you said 9 reindeer for Santa. Josh DiMaggio has 8 down there.
I gave 9 was acceptable because there is 8, and then Rudolph gets added famously.
Well, you got to count Rudolph.
8, I did, right. So I counted 8 or 9.
All right, so Yurko had a 13, revised score.
Beautiful.
13th for Yurko.
What's next? Nothing. I lick my wounds, and you go back to watching Ronin in your boxers.
I know, but we got to get the rest of them that are either right or wrong.
Firehouse. Firehouse dog is a Dalmatian, not a Great Dane.
From Croatia, by the way. Advantage Yurko right there, just to let you guys know.
Fun fact.
Wait, a Dalmatian?
Dalmatian is from Croatia.
What's the what's the best thing from Croatia that people don't
realize
beaches. Is from Croatia?
Well, yeah, the beaches and the islands are absolutely phenomenal. The food is remarkable. And we've got, you know, we're on the same, if you like Italian wine, I mean, Croatia's right across the Adriatic Sea. We got the same rocky mountains, the same dry stuff. Our wine is as good as the Italian wine. People don't realize that. And we created the tie.
The necktie.
Yeah, the necktie. It was was created in Croatia.
Didn't know that.
I'm here for you guys.
In Greek mythology, it was not Hercules that had snakes Medusa. For hair and turned people into stone. It was Medusa.
The her there was the dead giveaway.
Josh, I didn't want to say it in the middle of the question because I feel like I had a pretty good score going, so I didn't want to interrupt myself. But stop putting Greek mythology in these. I'm 0 for 100.
I love it.
That's
I
not
love
how
it.
This works, Ben.
And how about Greek mythology? Then you got Roman. You know, the Roman gods are totally different.
Yeah, that's
not totally different.
You
similar,
can confuse
but
the two sometimes.
It is true. Red and blue are the colors combined to make purple. Oh, no, so you did get a 12 spot. Yurko did.
Yeah, I got a 12.
You got a 12 because you missed that last
one. Three wrong.
Well, guys, you know what?
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for bringing me on board. That's actually kind of fun. You know, I've heard Brent do this before, and I've heard him struggle at times. I'd like to think I got the best out of him.
You did. You did bring out the best in me. That was one of my better performances in a long time, wouldn't you say, Greg and Josh?
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. And we didn't even go geography because Josh thought that would be unfair with you being a geography expert, Yurko. So if you have an extra bonus geography question for Ben Bruss, that would be welcome.
A geography one?
You're a geography guy, right?
Yeah, let me try this. What's the largest lake in Africa?
The largest lake in Africa?
Yeah.
Lake Nigeria.
Lake Victoria.
I've never heard of Lake Victoria.
It's a very famous lake.
If I had to guess, it was in South Africa, though.
You were sleeping.
Is the lake in South Africa?
Continent of Africa. It's in the continent of Africa.
No, I was guessing where the lake was. Where?
Yeah, I don't know right offhand.
You don't know geography. Look at this. Get this guy out of here.
Thanks, Yurko. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Good luck.